Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Aramarte Fio on blogtalkradio.com. The views expressed here are not necessarily those of all hosts, guests, or producers, and the show is for a mature audience.
Everybody to Screen the News, where I and my co-host Jeff F. will drop the hammer like we have been for the last 2 weeks. As of right now, we are waiting to get our guests in, but this is going to be a super show for us before we go off the air for 2 weeks. So we're going to have a panel of guests. Right now I have with me Jaron Brown, my and a great, great supporter of the show. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And we have Rachel with us, who has some interesting information and personal experiences she's going to share with us.
And
I am just waiting. Jeff is in so far, and
yes,
we're waiting for one last member of our panel. I'm waiting for an anonymous spot to join us. Jeff, my co-crusher,
yeah.
My co-host.
Hell yeah.
What's up, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
I'm great. I think, what did we decide this first hour? We are going to wrap the wrong week's show, and we are going to fix up some trails, information,
yes,
and present it a little bit back. And in the second segment, we have some really interesting things about FEMA, and we have a whistleblower.
And your other guest?
And as usual, yeah, we have somebody else here with us?
Yeah. 277,
okay.
Hello?
Hello?
277.
Hello, you're on the air. No, it doesn't seem like it.
Okay, guess he doesn't want to be. Okay, take him off. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, it might be her trying to get in through Skype. Either way, we're going to keep going until she gets in. As like we do every show, we are, she just said, okay, I'm up. This is our other guest. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Reading the notes.
Did
you see that, Jet? Okay.
Yeah, I see it. In real life.
We will
real
be
time.
Taking calls. We will be taking calls 15 minutes till the end of the hour. We don't censor calls. We don't scream them either. It's kind of first come, first served. And anything is welcome, whether it's on topic, off topic, whatever. As many of you know, even if trolls want to call in and troll us, they can, but it is ill-advised, as everyone saw last week. Dropped. I was concerned about, you know,
health.
And then Jeff, of course, asked the tough questions. So, chemtrails, where do we want to start? Who do we want to start with? Let's start with my brother. You said you had some scientific information you wanted to share with us. Jaron, go ahead. What would you like to share?
A lot of different things. Honestly, it's just several different things. A couple points I wanted to make. A lot of people talk about, well, as like last week, we had our moon jumper there talking about how, well, she talked about all kinds of crazy junk, but people that follow her know that there's pictures of, oh, this cloud looks like a dragon, so this is a chem cloud because it looks evil.
Oh, that's so bullshit.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. And, I mean, you can get your lulls off all day long reading some of her stuff. And in between all of this madness is a little bit of truth. What she never talks about are things like chemical compounds. Like, sulfur dioxide. The government used that as an excuse. The chemtrails as an excuse and said all they were using was sulfur dioxide, which we know is a bunch of crap. But it was an excuse to block out the sun to slow down global warming, but apparently was only over project areas to start out with. And, I mean, sulfur in itself is a horribly nasty chemical. But we're going to block out the sun. Nobody needs the sun. We don't need plants. Plants don't need the sun. You know,
so
I mean,
right.
I mean, so, you know, sulfur dioxide, how many retards can we sell this to?
A lot.
I mean, there's just no logic in the evil clouds and the king clouds. If there's no, like, traces, if you don't have any traces, if you can't look outside and see that your clouds are being affected by obvious chemtrails, then you shouldn't post things that just, this looks like an evil cloud. Last week, I was driving through, and there's two towns that are adjoined with me, and over each of them, right dead in the center, were over a dozen chemtrails, and I saw how the clouds were manipulated and how they were wisped, and this wasn't just like nimbus stratus or stratus clouds that were just kind of here and there. You could tell this was absolute manipulation. I needed Evie's Xanax and inhaler at that moment. And most definitely, you know, I needed it worse than she did.
I am having a laugh.
Are you having a laugh?
I am having a laugh, my friend.
Well, the thing I've noticed with chemtrails is there's usually two or three planes. They're flying in formation. You could have a very nice blue day. And after they go by in formation back and forth across the sky, you'll have X's, tic-tac-toe patterns, and then your sky is hazy all day. And they don't dissipate, they spread.
It's crazy.
Is our other guest in, Jeff? Do we have our other guest in?
Do we have another guest in?
Do we have anonymous Fox in? Is she in yet?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Yes, you
are. Oh, well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. One thing I wanted to point out last week, Jeff, and everyone else, is, you know, we mentioned that the Rothschilds bought controlling stake in the world's largest weather geoengineering firm. And
yes.
I've seen a lot of chemtrail activists talk about geoengineering, and it's, you know, I know that some of it is talked about in cloud seeding and things like that. Alarming, everyone's family that basically controls our world's money has now decided to get involved in the skies as well.
Yeah.
It's something that was sort of overlooked last week. What do you guys think? Anonymous Fox, we'll go to you next. What do you think about that?
I mean, I don't find
it
very...
Rothschilds and weather.
I think that would be something they would want to get in on. It doesn't surprise me at all. I watch them often here. They're all the time where I live. In the early mornings, I'll see them. Probably three or four planes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Now, can anybody tell me, Jeff, I mean, you might know, I've read that crop dusters and then they can convert almost any kind of aircraft to drop a payload.
Yeah.
Am I off base with that, or...?
I'm having a really bad connection, I'm sorry. Can you ask it again?
I said, I have read that, at least with crop dusting, that aircraft can be turned into something that can drop a chemical payload. I mean, am I off base on that, or does it have to be like a certain size plane?
No, I don't think it really matters. I spoke with somebody... who was in the U.S. Air Force at Wright Patterson Air Force Base. And he was talking about, you know, a lot of people deny this. They say Agent Orange, that's real. The cloud seeding and everything is real. But one thing they don't want to talk about is Project Cloverleaf. They don't like to talk about that. And I found this one guy who just, he loved to talk about that with me. And it's like... they can use commercial airliners, and it's relatively cheap to modify it and to place muzzlers in it. They have special teams for this. They go in like maintenance crews and everything. This is why you hear all the pilots saying, like, we don't want to be associated with this shit because we don't spray you. Well, they don't spray us willingly. They don't know about it. But Project Cloverleaf, that is something to really look into. It's like, it's a very secret deal. They modify the airplanes so they can just spray the whole world literally without even the pilots knowing it. So yeah, they're dropping a shitload of chemicals on us. And I just found something that was in a question asked, and I don't know if this is something for you or for Garen. They say, how do you know chemtrails really aren't contrails that just last longer due to the difference in barometric pressures?
I'll let my brother handle that one first. How do we know? Okay, well, here's one way of knowing for sure. Jet fuel doesn't contain all of the chemicals that sustain it to leave a that make it lighter. Okay, what's the chemical compound? Let me look through my notes real quick. It's a manganese. There's one of it is a manganese dibromodifluorobenzidine salt. That's what's used to color some of the air to make it look like it's a blue sky. But the shorter contrails, that's the exhaust that comes out. That's why it's so much heavier. It's so much more dense. It falls. It falls out of the atmosphere. It falls a lot faster, just like out of the muffler of a diesel truck. You're not going to see that smoke forever. But with the chemtrails, I mean, you have with these aerosoled aluminum.
Yes.
And, you know, things like this that they're using these metals, and they've got them to, at a microscopic level, they have this aerosol. It's 500 times more manganese and a huge level of this toxic dibromofluorobenzene compound. And all this stuff, it helps it stay aloft. Not only is some of it giving us a false blue sky, and I'll take that to my grave, okay? I'm not really one to wear a tinfoil-covered armadillo hat. I'm not that far out there. I'm not a moontard, but
right.
I know my stuff on a scientific level, and I know enough that if I'm going to voice my opinion on the air, I'm going to know my stuff.
Hell yeah!
But you know, things like aluminum and manganese, bromide, fluorine, benzidine itself, and all these things are used and colored. There are actual false blue skies that they use, and they use all these other things, like I had just mentioned before. The aerosol that's 500 times more enriched with manganese to help keep it aloft. Now, I mean, magnesium is one thing. So people get magnesium and manganese mixed up. You're not going to see manganese on the side of your cereal box. manganese will kill you. But it also can be aerosoled and be used in a concentrated amount to help keep this aloft, to make it lighter than just a contrail, than just exhaust. You know, add this manganese dibromodifluorobenzidine to your car's exhaust and see how much smoke stays in the air. You know, make your own clouds. You could make your own flipping clouds, man. That's how
NASA
I know.
NASA admitted it, that they could form their own clouds. They could dim out the light in some particular areas just to fight, you know, global warming. I hate to use that word because it's just one fucking big scam. But you know, here's another good theory. If you're with your car and you're driving along the highway, and you would leave a trail for just kilometers long, they will definitely pull you over. They will ticket you. Why isn't this the same? Well, you know, they're not air cops or shit. But a few weeks ago, we had a show, and there was this guy saying, you know, I made pictures of thousands and thousands of airplanes back in the 80s and the 90s, and not one of them had a trail, not even a fucking contrail behind it. So it's a new thing. It's not very new, but it's going on for at least one or two decades. But
it's been going on for 15 years.
But it is getting much more obvious. I think that they stepped it up a little bit in the last decade. I don't know exactly what date they started and shit, but it's getting very heavy. They're building up to something.
another way you could tell that it doesn't have anything to do with barometric pressure is when you see them spraying and then you see a regular plane go by.
Yeah.
And one dissipates and the ones that are spraying do not.
Yeah.
So that will blow that right out of the water.
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a very big difference.
Another thing that Evan and myself and Miss Fox can all vouch for is that we see a lot around here, and we see a lot of crop tampering.
Yeah.
We live in the Midwest. We live in the breadbasket of the entire world. Most crops,
yeah,
you know, around the world come from us, whether it be corn. We've seen things happen where we've seen the biosuits, just along the street, you know, or along a country road. We've seen biosuits. We've seen people in biosuits, but it's okay to eat the corn. We've seen the signs next to the rows of soybeans and corn,
yeah,
that say it has the Monsanto insignia. You know, they're spraying our crops with things that are just the equivalent of DDT. That, you know, of course they say they don't use it anymore. But, you know, and I know, just to backtrack to what Evan said, I'm with him with the Rothschilds, and I believe it 100%, because geoengineering, for the past, you know, you said it's been a decade. Let's just go with the decade. It is a multi-billion-dollar a year global industry.
Oh, yeah, man. They're pumping like $9 billion.
I mean, they're screwing with all of the food, and especially around here. You've got farmers markets all over the place in this area.
Farmers markets, because that would be the perfect place to go get fresh food, but you can't even do that anymore.
You can't.
Stuff.
And you want to know, I saw something on a 2005 census that crop dust is $65,000 a year, and this is a real quick question I want to ask everybody, so everybody just hit on it real quick. Rachel, we'll start with you. Are drones doing this right now, or can we expect it to happen really soon? What does everyone think about drones? We'll go to Rachel, then we'll go to Miss Fox, then we'll go to Sharon, and we will end with you. And you can carry on.
On the drones, I have no idea. I don't have a lot of knowledge of them. I try not to spend too much time outside. For obvious reasons. I'm not knowledgeable on that subject.
Okay, let's go to Miss Fox.
Anonymous Fox, drones. Why are they using them? Why would they even want to use them? Secrecy, maybe?
I think they aren't. Didn't they use a drone to find that guy, that cop in California that started killing all the others a while back? You remember that?
Yeah.
Then they used a drone to find that guy, I believe. That's how I understood it to be, anyway. And I haven't seen it, but I know people who have just not predator drones, just surveillance drones, and they've been in court, like it's okay, you know, for them to use the surveillance drones only for surveillance. I don't know. I haven't seen any, but I have seen black helicopters.
I saw them too today. Very strange. They never fly over my area. Never.
Yeah. Here, two hospitals with hospital helicopters, and we see helicopters all the time. Even we have a military, like a National Guard here.
Isn't this the training week or the training month for the National Guard? Isn't that's like this week or these 2 weeks? Could that be possible?
Yeah, it could. It could, but I've seen them a couple times over the course of the last couple of months. So I don't know.
And before that, was it before that like the same activity, or did it
travel worse? No, I haven't seen them before. I've seen all kinds of different vehicles here that I've never seen here before. Black helicopters, trucks with the markings for Department of Homeland Security.
Shit, yeah.
Yep. SUVs with the markings. They were blue markings, white SUVs.
That's crazy.
I mean, as far as chemtrail drones go, those are very few and far between. You have to scour the net to find them. But I seriously doubt that. I mean, I do not doubt that if you can put a payload of like a warhead on a drone and go blow someone up, you know, thousands of miles away with your little game controller. I mean, what's to keep you from putting a payload of, you know, this of aerosol aluminum? You know, I mean. there's nothing to stop it from happening just because maybe we can't see it. And, I mean, just the fact that they're using aluminum as one of the metals, only one of the metals that they're using to keep aloft.
All right, just one.
In the air, it's increased the cases of Alzheimer's around, especially around the most concentrated areas of chemtrails over the past 15 years. More cases of Alzheimer's where you find more chemtrails.
Yeah, I think that's fair too. Garen, I got a question for you. I still don't have an answer to this. I've been asking myself this for over months, maybe 6 months. You know, I've been seeing pictures from the U.S. and how they spray there. But if you compare that with Europe, you know, we talked about this last show, and it was like because maybe the density of the population, but they spray the living hell out of Europe. It's beyond crazy. Some weeks there's nothing, but some weeks there are like 80 planes just passing through. Do you have any idea why on earth is it so much more here? Because I have no clue yet. I really have no clue.
Okay, I remember that there was a show, and it was probably Moontard show. She was talking to somebody, and he was from New Jersey. And he said, yeah, there's people she was talking to, they were from highly populated areas. No, I mean, you know as well as I do that, you know, Europe being as populated as it is, they're all in large concentrated amounts of people in small areas, just like the Netherlands, the UK. Lots of people in the UK.
On and a small area.
One little bitty island, right? Of course you're going to see a massive concentration where there's a massive amount of people. I mean, if you're going to spray your house for bugs, you're not going to use a squirt gun, brother. You're going to bomb that sucker. You fog that house to get make sure that you get that majority of what you're trying to get rid of.
I think that's it. I've been asking myself this for a long time. But I want to move on. I want to move on to Rachel. Rachel, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Rachel, I want to hear about your story because I've been hearing about it and it's sounding very scientific and I got to admit it goes beyond my knowledge. It's crazy. I would love to hear your story.
Basically, and I don't know that I'd like to call it Morgellons.
Yeah.
I don't name it as such, but yeah, I believe the symptoms are the same.
Yeah.
Basically, it could start with just fatigue, malaise, brain fog. I was diagnosed with ADHD as an adult, anxiety, insomnia, skin conditions,
the whole package.
And then going into the weird, I started on my scalp, I would have things come out of my scalp like flat slivers.
Yeah.
And they were very painful, and they're not huge, but they're not little either.
No.
And
it's irritating. Very irritating.
I mean, you could see them with the naked eye, and just crazy symptoms, and I've been doing a lot of research because, you go to the doctor and you say, hey, I've got this, and they're looking at you like you're crazy.
Yeah.
And,
Because they don't even know the symptoms. They don't know.
And I guess, this goes back. This is not new. They used to call it the matchbox illness or something because people would go in with matchboxes to the doctor.
Yeah.
With stuff that's coming out of their skin, because you'll have all kinds of things, threads, blue, and they're like electric blue to a red to bright yellow and white and black. And in doing my research and looking under the microscope of my own samples, I found a lot of fungal infection.
Yeah.
And I found that, yeast in the body, if it goes unchecked, will actually grow fungus. And they produce these filaments, and they're multicolored. They can be any of these colors, and they're carnivorous fungi.
Yes.
And they feed off of nematodes. And basically, I believe most people with this disease are probably infected in their GI tract and in their skin with parasites. And we're talking roundworm, hookworm, Asteris. I mean, it doesn't matter. There are pictures on the net of the fungi basically lassoing and feeding off the nematodes. And one thing, another insect that's involved is the fungal mat. Very, very, very tiny. And they reside in, like, your houseplant soil.
I heard so much about this, but you are not calling it Morgellons, right?
I think that it is, but I don't like to call it that.
No, I understand.
Because there's a lot of people that say, oh, they think it's, you know, nano, whatever. And I don't know that it's not.
Okay.
I think it's
biological.
Yeah, I think it's biological.
Okay.
I think that, though, with the government doing all that they're doing, with all the geoengineering and...
That's where it combines everything.
Yeah, cotton. You know, in the 50s, they changed cotton.
Yeah.
Because of the loss of cotton crops, and they went in and changed the cotton genome, and tried to make it. There's some bug that they tried to incorporate into the crops to keep away the weevils, and I think it has something to do with that. And I don't know exactly what it is, but I know that there's some sort of tie.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what all that is yet.
Okay, I understand. Well, it's a very good story. Garen, do you have any idea, because we heard so much about the chemtrails and the Morgellon disease, you know, that it's like it's irritating the skin, like it's little bugs, you know, it's very similar to your story, that there's like little bugs in your skin and you can't reach it. You can't that's the same.
It's very interesting.
I mean, I need a bucket here because my mind's been blown just by the whole fungus and bugs. Okay,
yeah.
I mean, the one thing that I can say is that I've noticed that I've actually had out of nowhere this looks almost like eczema on my scalp.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a recluse, but when I do get out, I have I'm treating it with over-the-counter medications, but it's. I don't know. It looks almost like psoriasis or an eczema or something.
It's almost like I have the same problem.
And it's completely inexplicable. I mean, it's not dandruff. Dandruff doesn't do it. It's in one certain spot. You know, possibly the spot that's more access to maybe where I ride in a car.
Off my head, like the front, like where my bangs are, that's where I get the most of it. It's right there. And it hurts almost sometimes because... I can't help but pick at it. And I've used some things that have made it, like, clear up and go away, but as soon as I stop using those things, it just comes right back. I don't know.
I'm treating it with hydrocortisone and a fungal. Seems to be doing pretty well. You know, I mean, but that's all I got as far as that's concerned. It's the only inexplicable
really
thing treated. That I've had.
Very quick, we're having some technical problems with my co-host and co-hammerswinger. He is calling with a fucked up iPhone, I think. He is having a little bit of problems calling in. He keeps getting cut off. But that's okay. We're going to keep it rolling. But I hope it's going to be okay. If not, we just take it from there.
Okay.
I do have some stuff that, natural remedies that might help the both of you. When after the show, if you want me to let you know or let you know now what can help you.
Okay, perfect. I'll make sure that people know who to contact.
Okay.
That's going to be good. That's going to be good. We are not taking calls for, I don't know, sure. I think we're going to take calls in 10 or 15 minutes. I'm waiting for an answer right now. Calls in 50 minutes. I just got it. I'm going to look to the questions we got, because I ask people if they got questions they want to ask. Let's see what we got here. How do we get... Oh, no. Let's see. Oh, Garen, I don't know if you know about the gold market. It just collapsed almost. Have you heard about this?
Yeah. I've heard about it.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of messages that the gold market has collapsed today. And with our whistleblower from FEMA, he's calling in the last half hour of the show. He told me like 3 months ago, 2 months ago, that they were moving all the gold from Fort Knox. Well, before that, there were stories that there was no gold at Fort Knox, that they had painted bricks over there. But I think that was something to fool the people. I don't think they got nothing in their deposit area. I don't know exactly what is going on there. Do you know what this could lead to, or why this is happening, and why now? I'm getting so much messages from false flags attacks, and the IRC was going crazy, but we're going to talk about that later. But do you have any idea about the gold and the Rothschilds? What could this mean?
Well, we know enough about the Rothschilds to know that if it has to do with gold or banking,
yeah.
I mean, there used to be a time where you could go and buy gold straight from your local bank. You know, and that we haven't been able to do that in a long time. They're trying to use this myth of Fort Knox as, you know, there's no gold there, but it still exists. And, I mean, where is all the bullion gone? Where is all the gold bricks gone? It has to go somewhere.
Even if
Fort
you're
Knox
telling
is
me,
too far,
even
not
if
too far away from where I'm at, you know?
Yeah. Even if you're telling me no, that the most gold is underneath the Federal Reserve in New York. I don't know what is true, but if he tells me that, there must be something true about that.
Oh, absolutely. If anybody knows about as far as our banking system, would know more than it would definitely be my brother.
Yeah, I believe that. He's done some deep research on this shit.
Right, but I mean, I would not doubt for 1 minute that there's been mass shipments of gold coming out of Fort Knox. You know, they want to remove that. I mean, when it all comes down and the dollar is worth nothing, the only thing that's going to be, you know, the euro is worth nothing, the only thing that's going to be left is gold.
Yeah.
That's all. It's a precious metal.
Yeah.
And now that gold is collapsing, that's going to be worth nothing either. So we're being left with no other choice but some kind of alternate or electronic means of currency.
You're talking about bitcoins.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the first thing that pops in my mind.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if anybody's ever watched the old school, like, or Star Trek or things like that where they use credit.
Hell yes. Yeah.
That's what we're getting now, pretty much. Use a credit card for money that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's fictional.
It's
going
to end up being that way. You get paid with bitcoins and credit.
Anonymous, did you want to say something?
No.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking that you want to get into it. No, it's okay. That's okay, okay. I'm just getting heard that underneath the Federal Reserve in New York, that's just where it has been moved. But it has also been shipped to a lot of foreign nations that hold gold in our bank. I don't know. I'm not really a pro on this subject.
It's definitely not holding our gold. It's their gold, and they're transporting it between themselves to keep it where they want it, because that's
absolutely
their value. I mean, they have already taken our gold in, you know, the 20s or whatever, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always very weary about banks and things like that. A lot of people will do their debit cards and stuff. I don't have a bank account. I'm not comfortable just putting my money in a bank and then it just disappearing and me relying on a card to tell me how much money I have. I'd just rather look at it, you know?
No, that's very good.
Amen, sister.
But then, you know, it's so illegal to have a certain amount of cash on you at one time. I think it's up to thousands of dollars you're not allowed to have in your possession.
How much are you allowed to have on your person?
I'm
over
not
there?
Sure what the exact amount is. I think it's up into the...
Look, you know what? No.
tens of thousands, maybe?
It's something around, somewhere around 10,000, because once you have any more than $10,000, they can actually try to charge you as drug trafficking because you have so much money on you.
Yeah.
Got a lot of them. Very weird. You know, and the Rothschilds family, they have been using fractional reserves, banking to maintain gold assets on the side. They have also been buying gold outright since the 1800s. It's very crazy. This is something that is going on for a very long time. And
very.
I think at this moment artificially they're bringing down the economy, because the economy isn't a real thing. It's fictional. It doesn't need fixing. It's fake. It's made up. The whole economy is made to steal the people and to rob them and to keep them in invisible chains and credit cards and all this shit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very weird, and it goes very deep. And you know, you gotta ask yourself, what is their actual purpose for this, the actual plan? Well, the Rothschilds, they are mostly Jewish or Zionist families, and I think that's what it all comes down to. It all comes down to Israel, if you ask me. You know, we had the
power, and they have it.
Yeah.
It's around them.
Exactly. Israel is having so many influence. I'm getting a comment now that says, fuck the Rothschilds. Well, that's good. You know, but Israel, very much. But Israel is having so much influence. I can remember with the Norway shooting, you know, this guy named Breivik. It was in Norway. This is about, you know, 300-400 miles away from me. And everybody was shocked. He was like, what the fuck is going on? This dude, they have tricked people into the police into going somewhere else. And then he was on an island and he was just randomly shooting people tactically in the head and in the hearts. It was very fucked up. But the story behind that, I just figured this out a few weeks ago. One day before that happened, Norway, they agreed to not recognize Israel. You know, they say it's Palestine, it's not Israel. And I think this was retaliation killing, just like Sandy Hook. You know, this. You can't convince me that just some autistic guy who never fired a gun gets his mother's gun. You know, that was just a handgun. He goes into a school with full tactical gears, body armors, everything, and he shoots everybody on the fucking side. I don't believe that shit. They had cameras all over the entire school. The videotapes, they have now been given to the family members, you know, the actors, if you ask me. So the tapes are never going to come out, because they most likely are not there, or it's just it goes even deeper. I don't know about it. Garen, what do you think about Sandy Hook and the Aurora shooting and that kind of shit? What is the is it just for pushing gun laws, or is there another reason behind it?
You know, I think that there is a lot of hand of as far as the hand of the government in this. I mean, for one thing, you can look up just on YouTube alone where they have clips of where there was a father whose quote unquote daughter was shot who was killed, shot and killed. And he's laughing it up and yucking it up.
Yeah, that was sick. That was sick.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Right before the camera comes on, he's like, "Are we on the air?" And he starts. He puts on the sad face. Poker face comes right on.
Yeah, I will post that later. No. That was just beyond disgusting. Was that? It was, and I can't believe that. That's
the connection between the two shootings, the two incidences, because the two people that were involved in the Aurora shooting and the school shooting, their parents, I heard that they were both in the Liber scandal.
That's
and
true.
The guy that was during the Aurora shooting was in the neurology department at his university studying. So to me, there's a lot of different connections there that go to all different kinds of places, you know.
No.
I think there's a lot of connections to the shootings, too, because, I mean, the same time as the with the Dark Knight shooting and all that that we're talking about.
Yeah.
That place got shot up. It wasn't but a few, it wasn't but like, I guess two nights later that a restaurant got shot up. A man went and tried to shoot, kill his wife and the woman that, or the man that it was cheating on him with.
Yeah.
And so that never made news. Murdered several people, and then went over to next door to a movie theater and shot up some people there in the midst of his rage, and somehow got away. But this never made news. It made local news, and then got shut down.
Are you thinking about that in Aurora that happened?
Yeah, it was close to the right after the shooting. And
oh, right before the shooting, there was another instance that I had heard about that was in news, that there was a potential shooting at a church. A guy walked in and was about to blow up this church, you know, and
oh,
it's
shit.
In the same town. And apparently a guy stood up in the crowd with his own gun and shot the guy down. Now, I don't know if, like,
that
some shit
doesn't get the news, because they want to push fucking gun laws. It just,
but that
it just,
is their agenda at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. Also, I can remember that a few days after or before, I don't know, the Boston bombing, you know, we are all just fixated on these two foreign guys, you know, that's obviously that's what they want. But I don't know if it's before or after, but there was a guy, it was just an American, it was a redneck on meth, if I'm not mistaken. He had like 20 doses of C4 in the back of his trunk. And he drove to the CIA headquarters somewhere, and he wanted to blow the entire shit up. Oh. That has never made the fucking news. It has never made the news. I only saw it on online reports, but it has never made the news. But now imagine if it was a foreign guy. If it was a foreign guy driving in the U.S. with 20 packages of C4 in the back of his trunk going to the CIA headquarters, that would be as big as 9/11. But what is this?
Their biggest agendas they push in the news, I think, are they try to incite racial tension between everybody, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the kind of thing that they do.
Yeah. But what about Obama? What do you guys think of... No, I'm not talking about... You know, I know he's just a puppet. That's not it. But why?
Yeah.
Why Obama? I can remember 40 years ago or 30 years ago, people were saying, like, I don't want to be the first black president. He's going to be shot. He's going to be shot in the head. That's not going to be good. Why did
they're
they
waiting.
Pick? Yeah, they're waiting.
They're waiting.
Yeah, exactly. We're still waiting for that. But
it's not happen because he's working for the right people.
Yeah. They've been building up all these scandals.
It's about who he works for and who he takes his orders for.
Yeah,
well, we know he's been to the Bohemian Grove. He's taken his trip.
Yeah.
Speaking of racial tension, I saw the news yesterday. I didn't know Paula Deen had been fired from all her shows for calling a man that was holding a gun to her head in a bank robbery, as she's the teller, N-word.
See, I've heard a few different stories about this. When I heard this the first time, the story
for
that
real?
I heard, her were getting married, and that she was having a plantation wedding, and she wanted to cast black people as her, like slaves in their plantation, and that caused the whole big problem. That's what I thought this was about. Now I'm just like blown away. She said the N-word a few decades ago. I don't really know about that.
Oh, heaven forbid a Southern woman should ever drop the N-bomb, as old as she is.
I was in Tennessee several up until January for a couple of months, and believe me, it's common, very common. And I didn't like it, and I let them know. And they didn't like me, and I really didn't give a shit.
No,
you
shouldn't.
I really didn't care. I didn't like them much either.
No, I understand. Let's see, I'm just... seeing here, while I was talking about Israel, there is this guy, and he's saying, this is a friend of mine from the UK, it's Kevin John Brady, I know he's listening right now. He is saying, contracts in Israel are reporting to me that a lot of rich elites etc., are moving themselves, money and gold to London, in fact a very high proportion in the last 2 months. Well, this is just, we have seen so much movement the last 2 months of military movement and money and, well, gold especially. They are gearing up for something, and I think this is just the right time. You know, I'm not really into astronomy, but Mercury just ran in retrograde. I don't know what that means, to be honest. Do you know about that, Anonymous?
I'm not a whole lot. I know that we're supposed to be entering the new age of Aquarius astrologically,
yeah.
So I don't know if that means anything at all.
That was like after 21 December or not? Oh, no,
that
no, there was January.
Around time. It's a big era. There's a gap about a 100 years or so. That's a transitioning period, I believe.
Oh, well, you see, that's more than I know. What am I hearing on the background? Is that with you, Gary?
Yes, that's me. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. Okay, we're having some very much technical problems. Our producer is cut off. Even is cut off. Let me see. Yeah, even and the producer are cut off. Let's see. We're going to talk about FEMA a little bit. I don't know if people are be able to call in. I don't think so, to be honest. So I think our FEMA whistleblower, we have to wait till the 4th, because after this we're taking a 2-week break. No, we can't take calls at this moment.
Any calls at all?
Sorry?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we
yes.
can hear you.
Hello? You can?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank God.
All right, I guess we probably could hear Evan too. It's just that
yes.
he and I aren't showing up here.
You have
yeah,
to be blind.
And I'm frozen up. I can't write anything in chat or in messaging.
No.
But I guess, I mean, that's totally up to you. Evan, can you, you're listening, I think. Can you say something? Okay.
He's messaging me, and he's talking, and no one can hear him.
Nope.
Right.
I can't hear him, but he says he's talking, but I can get him on the horn. Hold on a moment.
Can you tell him to press 1 several times if it's not working?
Well, no, see, he's not showing up on the board.
Mm.
Because if he was,
I'd try. Okay, guys, I'm in for just a second because I'm using my my brother's phone. I don't know why it's not letting me in, and I don't know why I keep getting cut out. I don't know why Ruth Ann was cut out.
I'm on the phone now, but I'm not even showing up except as host.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a little different thing, yeah.
You and I had talked about maybe doing this, continuing on Tuesday with, because we can't, I mean, we really want to, we can talk about FEMA, we can take our time, but we want this whistleblower on for sure.
Yeah, hell yes, definitely.
Right.
Possibly we could do that, we could have him talk and then do, you know, pretty much a straight call-in show after that, or we can skip 2 weeks. Skip our 2-week break and just do a 1-week break starting on the 11th.
I'm fine with that.
Can't with the 11th.
Yeah, we can do a show on the 4th. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I'd like to have our panel back just because, you know, we had our technical difficulties and everybody listening in can't call. But, I mean, so far the show's been great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
what does everybody think?
I'm going to keep playing, or we can go back on the 4th. I'm sure I can be here on the 4th.
Okay. Anonymous Fox, what do you think?
That was me.
Is that okay with you?
Okay.
That was her talking? Okay,
yes,
what's Rachel think? Rachel, can you come back?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, the 4th
okay.
of July is a little tricky for some people. I don't know. Are you celebrating?
I really don't care about it at all.
Okay, I'm with you now. It used to be something for me, but no more, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll sing happy birthday, America, and we can still do the show. I mean, I'd still like to do it. And I think now my brother's out of the room, but I think it'll be okay with him, too, and I really didn't want to steal his phone like that and steal his spot, but it was the only way I could really talk.
Do you want to miss the hour or what?
Sorry?
I mean, we can keep going. I mean, you guys are doing fine. I mean, we can keep going and talking, but we can't. The phone calls appear to be impossible right now to take in.
Yeah, our producer is having to do his whole blind.
I can't. I'm frozen.
Yeah, she's doing it blind, and then I'm trying to, like, have people ask questions and stuff in chat, you know, and do it from chat.
Some questions from the chat, that would be good.
We
can do that.
What else could we could do? What else can we do right now?
I just want to mention something, Ben, before you talk. I want to say Mercury retrograde happens three times a year for about between three and three and a half weeks. And what it means is usually transportation and communication, who to thunk, tonight, can get messed up. And particularly if Mercury is your ruling planet, as it is mine, if you look in the sky and see, it will look like that planet is going backwards. That's why it's on retrograde. Sometimes it starts a couple days before and lasts a couple days after it turns direct. But it happens three times a year. Last year, actually, it was three and a half times it went over into this year. So
we can just blame Mercury for the technical difficulties.
Just blame Mercury. It's,
yes.
But it sounds to me like Mercury's trying to troll us and the other five.
Give her get your hammer out, man. Get your hammer out.
We're being trolled by a whole planet, Jeff.
There you go. Yeah.
Should have
by a whole planet. It really pisses me off.
Skype and then Blog Talk gets hacked nowadays, and you know it's whole
Mercury thing. Hacked the Blog Talk. It's getting worse and worse.
Yeah, I'm going to give the phone back to my brother, and I'd like everybody to keep talking for a while. I mean, it's like you said, Ruth Ann, we got the time, why not use it? And I will type things to you behind the scenes and everybody else.
Oh, yes.
And, I mean, so far so good. Everything to me looks like we have done a good job of righting the wrongs of last week's show and the inaccuracies and the blatant and flagrant avoidance of talking about what the real facts are instead of filibustering about God knows what.
Oh, let's wake up. But we don't. What we're gonna tell him when we wake him up? Let's just call him Sheep, and that's gonna work. Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna work. You know.
Yeah. If we call him enough names, I'm sure they're gonna want to listen to us. That doesn't really work like that. When you talk about the 13 families, and then I mention Rothschilds buying controlling stake in geoengineering, and you don't know anything about that, then we have a really big problem there too.
Exactly.
Right.
We have a really big problem there, too. Anyways, Jack, brother, I'm going to leave it to you, and I'm going to give the phone back to my brother, and just everybody stay on chat with me. And sorry to everybody listening about no calling.
Do you want to just finish this show out with the chemtrails at the top of the hour and then stop and then do FEMA on Thursday?
We're at the top of the hour now. I mean,
you want to save the FEMA until we can get the guy in to talk about it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we want to save the FEMA.
Right.
I'm going to say a little thing about it just quickly, but not the whole story, because I can't explain everything. That's more his purpose.
I know.
Well, let me get the phone back to him. You guys talk for a little bit longer and we'll get ready to close it out. Then I'll grab the phone back from him, and then I'll help you and I'll close it out, Jeff. How about that?
That's perfect. We stay in contact on the chat. I'll take the hammer phone from your brother, and we'll talk very soon.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'll be back on here in a little bit on the phone. So I'm going to give it back to him. All right, guys. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Do we got Garen back on the line?
Yeah.
Not yet. He's having technical difficulties. No. I want to talk about, I just see this, I don't know if everybody heard about this, but about a week ago there was those SOS signs. It was blue beam in the sky of California, Los Angeles. Have anybody heard about that?
I have not.
No? Okay, well, I got pictures of it. People were sending me pictures like, holy shit, the shit is going down. But it was for the movie, I think it was for World War Z, for promoting it. But here comes the scary part. A friend of mine from Holland, he told me, like, SOS, you can see that as 5 05. I didn't think about that. I didn't look into it, to be honest. And he told me before, like, the 13 families and the elite there, they like playing with numbers and that kind of shit. They're very, they're into that, you know,
with the dates
and everything. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
1 week later, well, he checked out and 505, it turns out to be the net number of New Mexico, you know. So we got SOS. New Mexico, or New Mexico 505. A week later, the Black Plague, you know, the Black Death, it broke out in New Mexico for all animals, for dogs, and everything living on the streets.
Wow.
That was my first reaction, and he told me that. And I said on Facebook, guys, I was being a fucking idiot, I should have looked into that. But the Black Plague, it just broke out in New Mexico, and they don't know if it can be transferred to humans. But it's just very weird. I don't know if anybody knows about this. It's more like a historical thing, because if you ask me, the Black Plague, it's been gone for centuries and centuries. But I didn't know that it was still for animals, that it still is around there, or maybe that it has been put there, you know? I don't know. Garen, do you know anything about that?
I don't know anything about it, but I'm not surprised in the least. I mean,
no.
Evan knows a lot about numerology and things like that. So
yeah.
As far as the numerology side of it goes, that's you know, that's his forte. As far as the like with there's always something new. We had the swine flu that never existed.
Exactly.
We had the bird flu that was supposed to start out in Japan. Somehow ended up over here, and even in the Midwest of the state, we ended up seeing birds fall from the sky for no reason, and people were wearing masks all over the place, or wearing the masks to keep themselves. And I mean, I know that there's always some kind of biological and chemical warfare going on. I mean, they're always trying. Who are they going to use it? Who are they going to test it on? They're not going to find somebody to say, "Hey, I know. I'll test your bird flu for $5 so I can get a crack fix." Doesn't work like that. They're not going to find crackheads on the street to test out the new Black Plague. They're going to use it on people just like
the whole population. It's crazy.
Just like they do with chemtrails.
Yeah, exactly.
What about the guy in Florida that was eating that guy's face on the side of the highway? What was up with that?
That's zombie virus kind of shit.
Testing to see how maybe the public would react in that kind of a situation. I was always curious about that because it kind of just went away after a little while, and they chalked it up to he had marijuana in his system, I think, is what they said.
Yeah, synthetic marijuana, they blamed it on.
Bath salts, and apparently it was just bath salts from what I'm understanding.
Yeah, something like that. But that zombie did throw the fuck out of the whole population.
They let the toxicology report come back, and I should have said it's just marijuana or a side marijuana that was in his system, and that's what they tried to play it off as.
You can tell me that marijuana makes you want to eat a dude's face off.
It made me want to eat a lot of Twinkies, but never someone's face.
Well, I mean, talking about the Black Plague, I mean, you know, who better to give it to humans? I mean, most of us have pets, or you know, eventually get one or have one, and I mean, we're close to them, so it can be passed. You know, zoonosis, you know, pathogens that can go from animals or plants to humans, very common. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
No, I'm just getting messages. I'm just getting a message from somebody, Daniel Andrews. Thank you very much, man. He's saying that the Black Plague actually isn't dormant for humans. It's still around for humans. And my brother from the UK, he's telling me that you have this gene called the Delta gene. They found it in the UK and also in Europe. And the Black Plague does not affect those with the Delta gene. So what does that mean? You know, is this like, could it be like, how do you call this, natural... Well, it's not natural, so kind of artificial selection in the world,
yeah.
You know, like survival of the fittest. why do they want to kill? You know, we know that they want to depopulate the planet because we almost hit 7 billion. I think we went past 7 billion like next March of previous March. That's just it's a lot of fucking people. And if you look at the Georgia stones, it says 500 million. That means that they have to, kill off almost 7 billion people. That's the entire fucking population. What is the best way to do that? It's or with a very good virus, or it's if there's like a revolution or a fixed revolution and they have reason just to shoot everybody the fuck down.
Do you know much about the Georgia Guidestones? It's number one on the list.
I'm sorry, what? I didn't hear you.
The world down to what? 500,000
million.
People.
500 million.
Okay, yes, thank you.
Yeah. That's
one of the commandments of the Georgia Stones was to get rid of 2/3 of the population right off the top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where does this come from?
Yeah.
Who put that shit there?
I don't know.
No, me neither.
It's the elite, and we know it is. I mean, Microsoft, Bill Gates. He's real big in population control.
Vaccine guy.
He's trying to engineer more and more of these vaccinations that are more and more deadly all the time, and he's all about it. He's been quoted for population control.
But it has been proven so many times that vaccinations, they do not prevent from getting sick. They just give you a little dose of the illness or the disease, and they say that your body will become, you know, immune to it. But I don't know what's going on with all those the vaccination programs going on in the U.S. Over here in Europe, it's a lot. They don't push it, you know. Over there, I've heard that if your kid is not vaccinated, they could not be with vaccinated kids in the class. Is that true?
That is fucking crazy.
That is so fucked up.
We'll have to fight them on it legally.
Oh yeah, I've had to fight a pediatrician on my newborn child. We told him exactly why. You're not putting some aerosol and mercury in my child.
No, exactly. You know,
I have 5 years apart, and the amount of vaccines from the first child that I had, and then 5 years later, is like there's probably like 5 or 6 new ones.
Yeah.
Just in the last 5 years.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
I don't like that. They're vaccinating chickenpox now.
Can I bring something up? I read that back in the 80s, early 80s, when the AIDS virus broke out, it broke out in Africa, out in California, about the same time, and it was actually put into the whooping cough vaccinations that were sent to both places to treat, and then in both places, AIDS broke out. And I've heard that AIDS was put in there on purpose.
AIDS is made in a laboratory. It's not
made
by the United States. Yes.
Exactly.
And there's a patent for it.
Of course.
And there's a patent for the cure, I've heard.
Yep. But they got the cure for AIDS. They got the cure for AIDS. They got the cure for cancer. They almost got the cure. You never see rich elite, you know, people in the elite. Why don't they have AIDS? Why don't they have cancer? Most of them, they don't have it. What's
they
up with that?
They live forever.
Exactly.
How old is Henry Kissinger? Seriously.
Oh, Henry Kissinger.
He's never going to die.
He's going to be immortal.
That
we don't need that shit.
Make you
worse. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, let's see. What can we talk about? Well, we had the vaccination things, and you know, Bill Gates, he practically admitted it, that it's used for depopulation, you know. He said it in a very sneaky way. I think you all have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said the world population is heading towards 7 billion. He said with real good, it's a sneaky little motherfucker, the Bill Gates. He said with real good vaccinations and healthcare, we can reduce that number by 10-50%. Well, 10-50% of 7 billion, that's a shitload of people. He didn't say he was going to intentionally kill them, but he did say we're going to reduce them by 10-15%. You're not going to convince me that it's like with good healthcare and how do you say that? To stop from getting pregnant. Fuck, I forgot the word. How do you call that?
Yes,
exactly. Yes, birth control. Fuck, I forgot the name. I know. Yeah, that's also another funny story. Here in the Netherlands, we had this birth control pill. I forgot the name. But a lot of 16 and 17-year-old girls, they had died from it. About 6 or 7 girls, they died from it. And there was an amazing, you know, the topic that went up. It went in the political chambers and shit. But that bill is still in the market. It is still in the basic healthcare package. You know, girls, they died from it. It's very fucking crazy. This is not the morning after pill. This is just your regular pill. It's just fucking crazy.
Hey.
And they, yes.
Hey guys, I borrowed the phone for just 1 second. I just wanted to let everybody know this. As far as birth control and things like that, there's been some especially heinous things that have happened in Israel with Ethiopian women believing they are getting other vaccinations,
shit.
Yet they're being sterilized.
Yes.
Yeah. Bill Gates also owns over 500,000 shares in Monsanto. Thimerosal is the preservative developed that was, and it contains over 50% mercury. And what happened was, in 1990, the CDC came out with this guideline of all
the
these
CDC?
Vaccines. The CDC did.
What is that?
They came out with a guideline. The Center for Disease Control said that, you know,
yes,
you have to get, you know, A, B, C, and D of vaccinations done for your children, and that's when the rate of autism shot up. At the same time, the FDA was also saying that, you know, the thimerosal and the mercury is so harmful, we shouldn't even be putting it in vaccinations for animals because it was killing animals. So they can never seem to agree with each other. Part of the soft kill thing or actually a hard kill method I want to talk about is for the Georgia Guidestones is that, you know, we all know that they've been buying up various agencies, namely Department of Homeland Security has been buying up quite a bit of ammunition, hollow points to be exact. Now, a lot of debunkers will say that hollow points are not against the Geneva Conventions. Okay?
I'm just
Geneva
reading
Convention.
This, man.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
It's okay, but
that.
The Geneva Conventions say that dum-dums cannot be used on the battlefield because the sole purpose of using a dum-dum is to basically destroy. It's absolute 100% destruction. It's like, you know, shooting a nuke from your gun. Somebody takes a shot from a dum-dum, they're finished. There is no difference between a hollow point and a dum-dum. These debunkers, these agencies, are trying to call a spade a shovel. And again, to finish up with Gates really quick, his polio vaccines were causing paralysis in a lot of people and death. So
and
the ones that
also
were living, they
ones.
Couldn't walk again. Yeah, they couldn't walk again. And then there were some courts, there were a few courts in Italy that ruled that, in specific, measles, mumps, rubella booster number 2 was connected to autism. So other countries' courts do rule on it, but it's not going to happen here in the United States, especially with the conflict of interest between our government, our politicians, their lobbyists, their special interest groups, and the people that they appoint to the FDA and CDC. So
very crazy. But what you stay in line for real quick. You said about the hollow points, you know, the DHS, they bought this for the Homeland Security, but those are 1.6 billion hollow point bullets.
Yes.
That you can fight a full-scale war with that in Afghanistan for 30 years, but this is
right.
only for domestic use. It's only for domestic use.
Yeah.
And
right.
If debunkers are going to say, like, oh, it's not banned by the Geneva Convention, well, even if it wasn't banned, does that make it more, you know, can you sleep at night with that ID? It's not good. It's not good. It's just very fucked up.
Anonymous Fox, I know that you know. Yes. Well, as I think we talked about this, that the IRS and Social Security is even buying hollow points and ammunition.
Yes.
Why is Social Security buying that? The Social Security.
I'm sorry, the IRS, you said? Aren't they supposed to be the collectors for the Obamacare debt if we don't buy our insurance?
The IRS is going to be building the database for Obamacare, and I believe the former director that stepped down over this whole scandal and everything, he is, he's going to be in charge of building the database for the Obamacare. So,
that's messed up.
And a question for Rachel, because Rachel, you have a background in medicine. What's your opinion on Obamacare? I mean, is that really going to help, or is it going to make things worse?
What I've noticed about Obamacare, and I've heard it's not really in full effect yet, I think it's going to hurt. The government has no business telling doctors what to do.
But they do. That's all they do.
Yeah, they do. I've noticed a change in emergency room care of people.
Yeah, like what?
They're not being thorough at all in their examinations, in drawing blood.
That's crazy.
When you can go in to the ER and tell them, here are my symptoms, and they should be drawing blood and checking what's going on, and they're not, it's very telling. And a lot of doctors, I've heard, are quitting or retiring due to Obamacare. Coming in.
I heard that. And what about the RFID chip? It's also in Obamacare. The RFID.
And I got a lot of flack over that. I got a ton of flack over that, Jeff. Do you remember those two blogs that I wrote? And I tried to trace it, right? You know, some people just didn't want to believe it. And I put videos of them installing the chip in people's hands underneath a tent that didn't even have any sides to it. It's so easy to do.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Yeah. I saw the RFID commercials, and they... you know, they sugarcoat it for old people with Alzheimer. It's just sick.
Yeah.
It's very sick. They like, you know, or you can go to the store and you can buy shit with it. You don't need your credit card or your money anymore. You know, if you're in an accident, we know where you are and that kind of shit. But you know, they don't tell the other side of the story. It's very fucked up. I think
they don't
talk
about the
that.
Penalties for not getting involved in it either. There's some stiff penalties. I mean, we're talking money, possible jail time.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's some very, very stiff penalties. I mean, I'd have to go back and check, I mean, to check my own blog, but, I mean, I trace this back to its roots, like from page one of Obamacare.
Yeah,
and a lot of people tell me, oh, it's not the same law. Well, you know, I left blog one open-ended because I knew what people were going to say. And that's why I said, okay, yeah, you're right, it's not the same law, but here is your new statute, and it doesn't appear to be changed whatsoever.
Exactly.
It's not changed at all.
I have a question about Obamacare and how it's supposed to be this, you know, awesome health care thing for everybody. I don't understand how my health insurance qualifies as health care. It's not part of the same system. Health insurance has nothing to do with health care. It's a separate party that they collect the money from, and it's just, you know, health insurance itself is a bunch of crap.
That's very crazy.
You pay for your deductibles, then you have to pay your insurance company just to get, you know, half decent, you know, treatment. And the reason that the health care is so poor is because it's so, like they're going to get paid either way, you know? Like they're paid guaranteed, so their quality of care doesn't have to be at any certain level, you know.
Right.
I want to make
This is not universal health care as other countries use it by any means. It is not even close to being the same thing.
It's not.
No, but it's getting real close there. It's you might not think it's not only a U.S. thing. You know, Europe and NATO. They have, I said it before, they have to fist deep in the rectum of the United States. You know, I don't know. Yeah, really. I've asked the doctor who was off practice, I've asked him, would you vaccinate your own child? And he couldn't give me an answer, because if he said no, you know, he was in some deep shit because, you know, professionally wise, but he couldn't say yes. I know he had a kid, and he just looked at me like, you know, you already know the answer. Why are you asking me this? Don't let me make you answer this. You know, so I recommend that for everybody who, you know, who has kids and goes to the doctor, ask your own doctor and look him straight in the fucking eyes and ask him, would you vaccinate your own child? And why? Do you even know what's in the vaccination, or do you just
get it? Well, a lot of them lie, though, Jeff. A lot of them lie because now they're trying to say that thimerosal is not in vaccines. They're lying about it, and you go to the FDA's website, and it still does contain them. And on top of that, the flu shots have a high amount of thimerosal in them. And there's a real simple answer why these pediatricians are pushing vaccines, because they sit on approximately $100,000 in vaccination inventory at any given time that they have to push. I mean, they're basically pushing inventory. That's what they're doing.
Oh, do you know that doctors in med school, they actually get grants from pharmaceutical companies?
Yeah, I heard that.
And, you know, when you go to the ER and they give you an antibiotic and you can't afford to buy it, and the pharmacy will call back for, you know, some generic $4 prescription instead of a $50 one, they won't change it. Not because it won't work, but because they're getting a kickback from the pharmaceutical company.
So basically, saying is they're sponsoring doctors before they even become doctors.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Isn't this like the same like when you're a very good athlete and shit, and they have like sponsors in the audience, you know, they pick out the best.
Is endorsements, yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm, the language barrier is a bit difficult, but you know what I mean. You know,
I know what you mean, brother. Yeah, they're backing them up and
exactly. They sponsor them.
Commercializing.
Yes, but they say, you know, you got to put on this Pepsi logo on your back, and then we'll have your back. You know, it's fucked up. It's a fucked up.
They do the same thing in Europe, right, Jeff? So I mean, same exact thing.
Yeah, exactly the same thing. Exactly. And I heard about. I was talking to the guy who is not going to make it to call in. And I'm talking about the educational system. And I heard about it. There was a program in the U.S. I don't remember the name, but it was 4 letters or something. And they pay you to go to have education, like $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about that? I don't know how this works over there. But they pay you
over there. They pay troops money to go to school after they go into the military, for sure. But, I mean...
Oh, that could be, because he was in the military back in the days, but, you know, over here it is the exact opposite. If I want to go to school, you know, I've did my time in school, I've spent a lot of year in the school banks, you know, but you don't learn shit. I could, my teachers, they didn't know what the fuck to do with me, because I bullshit them on everything. they didn't like me. I'm getting my Xanax ready, bro.
All right. Everybody got their inhalers? Let's go.
I'm being told not to exec the show, bro. So.
Okay. Yeah, don't exec the show.
That's a verb we're using,
everybody. Look that up. It's an actual definition now.
Well, maybe they think that we are censoring people because we have technical difficulties.
It's a big conspiracy, dude. It's a big conspiracy. We're being censored, and I'm lying. I'm lying about being cut off on the phone because I'm actually on the phone right now.
Evan, stop about it.
Back to what
he was talking about earlier with the SOS in the sky with the 505. New Mexico stuff happening and stuff. I want to go back on that a little bit because I know that you know your shit when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Do you know about that, Evan?
I mean, I know a little bit. I acted like I didn't last week, but I know you do.
I'm sorry I had to call you out like that.
It's okay.
Do you think that there's a connection there?
No, there's a connection between the two if it has, you know, if 505 is any kind of significant number, because I don't know.
It's
505 with numerology? There's really no telling with these guys. I mean, they...
Numerology? That was the word.
505 stands for the police.
Yeah. I mean, there's different codes and everything like that, but, I mean, without sounding too occultish or anything like that, there's... everything, in my opinion, without getting out there and trying to be as generic as possible, everything they do means something.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a significance to the date. There's always, I mean, the holidays that are picked by the Vatican, everything, in my opinion, you know, everything is significant with the numbers. So, yeah, I would say that there's probably a connection. And, I kind of alluded to it last week's show, also with the Southwest. And I wanted to talk just a little bit more about this and the chemtrails. The Southwest is getting brutalized, in my opinion, worse than anybody is anywhere because of the liquid spraying that goes on at night that is absolutely 100% not a conspiracy and legally allowed. And what it is basically pest control companies, DuPont, Monsanto, they created a problem, which would be immunity and insects and things like that, and tolerance
and then,
levels and things like that, so they could develop a solution to their own problem.
Exactly,
okay,
man. They create a problem and offer the solution for big pay.
Right. Yeah, we're not saying when we make fun of when we do some parodies and some things and we poke a few laughs at people when they say talk about evil clouds or this or that, anything like that. Definitely people are getting sprayed. Definitely there's chemtrails, but
hell yes.
All the things, and I said this last week and I can't say it enough, everything that a debunker says a chemtrail is still poison. Even if it's a contrail, because, I mean, we leave exhaust out of our cars. It's like I heard you say, Jeff, you know, you're going to get a ticket for that.
Hell yeah.
My brother made a great point that those chemicals are giving what would be a normal contrail longevity. But everything's poison. And when people say it to you, and this is good for any defense, anytime anybody's trying to defend themselves against chemtrail debunkers, you got to keep it simple, guys. I mean, when there's a debate, you stick to one issue. The issue is that we're being poisoned from the air. Okay? It doesn't. I mean, if they want to talk about it only being crop dusting, fine. Let's talk about crop dust. It's poison.
Let's talk about that. You know, I don't know a lot about that. I don't think you know.
Yeah, I mean, and I got quite a bit on that, but it's poison. And there's medical case studies, and there's case law, and everything for anything that they say that it is. And then when you have the argument of, well, the government would never do that to people, there are plenty of unclassified things, like the Tuskegee incident, giving African-Americans syphilis on purpose to do experiments on them is one of the most heinous things that the United States government has done. But the Southwest, guys, they're getting a double coat of paint, and that's why they're having so many problems. They're getting two coats is what's happening to them.
The U.S. is afraid of the Deep South in Alaska. They're very afraid of them. You know, about 20 or 30 years ago, I don't exactly know this, they did the Grungrap and Louisiana and that kind of states, right? That didn't work out very well, I think. I think all the rednecks, they're not going to take it. They don't know, well, I'm not going to stereotype them, but not all of them, they know about, you know, the big plans and the UN and that kind of shit. But they don't take shit. You know, and I gotta respect that. You know, I hate the American government, but you know, the American people, it's lovely. It's fact. I know you won't agree with it, all of it, because you know there is a big stereotype thing. You know that all Americans are the same, and they're shoving cheeseburgers from McDonald's in their mouth every day and shoot guns randomly. You know that's not true. I met a lot of these guys, and you know.
Well, I mean,
Europe,
you can look at our elections. We're split down the middle. I mean.
Yeah,
we're split down the middle, plus then there's people like myself and Rachel and Anani and Ruth Ann and my brother that we don't buy into any of it. I mean, we don't care about either side of that coin. It really doesn't matter to us. It's
the Uniparty.
Those guys,
to me, it's the same
side
of
both?
The same coin.
It's the Uniparty.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. I definitely myself and the Kassas have lost the Latin period, so it's very interesting to see firsthand.
Well, very true. I always tell them, you know, sometimes they told me back in the days, they told me if you don't vote, you can't complain. You know, everybody heard that shit.
Yeah.
But I say if you do vote, you know, it's like you're going along with a game. It's like if you're flipping a coin. It's like if you're flipping a coin.
Well, I mean, if we want to talk about numerology and we want to talk about a BS election, I mean, first of all, I think they all are, but a good example would be this is the 2004 election between George Bush and John Kerry. Okay, they were both alumni from Yale. They both said on the morning show on Sunday morning with Tim Russert that they were both members of the Skull and Crossbones Society, 311, and they both refused to talk about it, and they're cousins. Okay, so you have alumni. They went to the same secret society. They both refused to talk about it. The society is known to take care of their own people and their cousins, and you think you're going to get a legitimate election.
Yeah, really.
Okay. I mean, that's a prime example of because people have a political memory. I can't say it about Europe, but I know in this country of about 1 to 2 years, unless there's something that really, really makes them mad. I mean,
yeah, same here.
Yeah, you have to. There's, but the 2004 elections was a complete joke. That was an absolute joke. It really was. So,
yeah.
And Tim Russert even brought it up. 311. You're at the secret society. You know what Bush said? He goes, "So secret, I can't even talk about it." And he laughed, but he was dead serious. So we don't buy into that free election BS. That's not what we do.
No.
We're definitely not going to call anybody names that believes in the democratic process because that's
I will call names.
Well,
there's no.
Yeah, hell yes. They can all go
I mean,
to hell.
We have our opinions of them, but I mean, for me personally, I'm not gonna sit down. I'll tell them about the elections and stuff, and I'll tell them about chemtrails. But I mean,
what you believe or anything is going to get your point across to them in any way.
Oh no, that's
right.
True. That's fair too.
But I mean, like Jeff, I know you and I had a problem with one of the names referred to. You know, and you using reference to regular people and maybe even some of our listeners.
Oh yeah, I hated that.
Our listeners are not sheep. Our listeners are not sheep. They are not sheeple. They are not zombies. They are not giraffes. They are not giraffle. So they are not livestock. They are not any of these things. Whether they agree with us or not, they are our listeners.
I gotta say, on my Facebook account, I got one heck of a community. I could never expect this. You know, it's very amazing. I was the other day was blocked for 12 hours because of probably some exact report facts or so that they reported me. But that's
it's
okay.
Every other day. It's every other day with us. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, another day we get there. You know, but I was out for 12 hours. But all the people they kept informing each other what was going on and the military activity and all that kind of shit. You don't see that very much. You know, that's very good. We've got a very good loyal crew. You know, we connect with each other. If I'm gonna out, say, you know, does anybody live here and here and can do this and this? I'm sure I will find one person or a few persons who can hook up with other persons. You know, it's very important to keep connected, keep people. You know, everybody's just we're all in this shit together. You know.
Mission, I think, when I started really adding people to my Facebook friends list, I have nearly 5,000 friends right now.
Oh,
and
I don't have that.
I connect with as many people as I could on as many different issues as I could, and as long as they had so many mutual friends with me, I would add them, you know? And it just, it broadens everything, because a lot of people that, you know, I'm in general friends with in my real life are like, don't want to hear my shit, you know?
Right.
They really don't, and a lot of them will get pissed off at me and delete me and block me and hate me forever, you know? But I'm with it, so what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and one thing that I would suggest, and I talked about this with a friend of mine, he goes by Filter HQ on Facebook.
Yeah, that's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
He's from my country, man. He's from my country.
Right on.
Well, he was one of the first people to ever publish some of my articles, too. On the global non-compliance site, and
that's a good guy, man. I hope he's listening.
He is. He's. I'm sure he is listening. He loves our show.
Oh,
and,
good.
We talked about how together, you know, one of the best ways to approach people who disagree with us and changing minds. And I said, you know, and I used chemtrail activists, and this is before the show.
Yeah.
And this doesn't apply to all of them, but I use chemtrail activists as an example. They do have, some of them have so much information that that it's easy for even the most simple debunker to debunk them, because they just keep their mind like pinging back and forth, and it gets people frustrated, and it gets them off topic, it gets them off focus, and Filter and us, we talked about, you know, I suggested, you know, what's wrong with going out and getting a book on how to logically present your argument, or anything like on how to debate better. It would really cut down on a lot of the name calling, like sheep and zombies and things like that, because that's what sheep and zombies are, what the elite think of when they think of
think
us.
Think of us, exactly.
They think of us like a grazers.
Kettle.
Yeah, they think of us as grazers and useless eaters that need to be culled. We don't want to act like intellectual fascists. That's not what we are.
Right.
That's not what we are. If a troll wants to troll us, then, you know, we'll be happy to feed our trolls. I mean, it's just that they're not going to like the food that they get.
I eat them for breakfast.
Yeah. My brother just said, whack a troll. Whack a troll with a hammer. The hammer comes down. But, I mean, there's a big difference between trolling. There's a big difference between trolling and aggravating somebody, and then somebody who really doesn't know something, and then they get bullied and they get name called, and they're like, well, you need to just go back and read my no, you need to take some time if you really want somebody to join your ranks, and the popular term, I guess, is wake them up.
I mean, you can only explain it to them so much, and you can get on their level. If they're not going to take it, they won't, and if you can explain it to them where they understand and they'll accept it, then they will come around.
Yeah.
So that's all you can really do.
You gotta, you know, if you're gonna talk about, you know, you can walk up to a person and you can talk about them for hours about chemtrails and shit, but they're not gonna believe you. You know, you gotta find something that is. But you know what I noticed, and I noticed this big time. You know, I got a lot of followers in like 1 week after Boston, and I was posting chemtrails pictures for the first time, and people like, what the fuck is that shit? What the fuck is that? You know, but this has been going on for decades, and all of a sudden, after they saw the pictures on my profile, they were looking up in the sky. And once they look up in the sky, they start noticing things, you know. A contrail, a legit contrail, it is not longer than 10 times the length of a plane. You know, you can recognize it by that. If it's longer than that, you got yourself a chemtrail. If it isn't gone in 45 seconds...
Yeah, because they disappear right away.
Exactly. If it disappears like the second, 2 seconds after... That's normal.
Mhm.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, people were sending me pictures from chemtrails, and they're like saying, "Is this it?" I said, "Yeah, man, that is it." You know, sometimes you got
maybe clouds. That's not normal. You know.
No, that's not normal. It's not normal that jet contrails make entire clouds and block out the sun. That's not normal.
No.
And you know what I would say, guys, for anybody that wants to talk about chemtrails, I mean, you should at least know how a regular cloud forms first.
Yeah,
because some people tend to go overboard and they think every cloud.
Yeah.
I mean, every cloud can't be a chem cloud.
No, and if it looks like an alien, it doesn't mean that it's a chemtrail.
Right.
Straight lie, that's like to be about a cloud. Like complete straight, and there's one next to it that looks exactly the same, and one kind of crossing it that looks exactly, and they're on straight lines and they're spread out. That's not a cloud to me.
No. It's getting more and more obvious.
Like when I see the plane in the distance shooting stuff out over there.
We know what a regular cloud. I mean,
it's basic
grade school science. You know,
yeah.
I mean, anybody can go to the St. Louis Science Center. I mean, well, Nani, you can, and Jaron, my brother can, and I, because we live here, and we can see people that are still in college learning how to be science teachers in high school make clouds and storm clouds, you know, with a little bit of dry ice in front of a bunch of kids. So if they can do that, I mean, then absolutely
science,
the government, absolutely the government or the Rothschild family can make whatever they want.
Yeah.
So
if you had the opportunity, you know how to do it. Of course they would. What would be stopping them? That's the thing, because nobody's going to believe it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they can do it right in front of our faces and do it.
It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating. And I'd say that a lot of what we've talked about, you know, with the dum-dums and all that, that's a good setup for when we have our FEMA guy on, because all that's going to play into...
FEMA conversation, that's going to get very interesting, especially considering, you know, I know where the FEMA camps are in Missouri.
Right. Didn't you even take, you took me back to one night when you came to visit me, and did, I mean, could it not have doubled for?
I don't know if it was me that took you to that. I don't think I had, if there's one in Fort Leonard Wood, and there's one somewhere else, I do believe close to you, and I might have, but I don't remember.
No, it was the Honor Center. Remember, we talked about it. We were like, you know, it has the fencing. It's on a railroad.
Okay.
It could definitely be turned into a holding facility.
All those caskets. The caskets.
We're going to talk about that the next time.
Our whistleblower is going to know all about that. Our whistleblower is going to be able to blow the top off that.
He told me some shit and it blew my fucking mind.
Yeah.
Very crazy. Evan, I got a question for you, man.
For then.
What's up?
Evan,
what's up?
I heard that today or yesterday, I don't know, 40 tons of sugar beets, you know, GMO crops, they were on fire in Oregon. It's totally suppressed by the mainstream media.
They caught on fire, you said?
40 tons of GMO sugar beets. 40 tons in Oregon.
40 pounds?
This was today or yesterday.
I had not heard about that. You did? My brother heard about it. I'll tell you one thing, dude. There's some of these places, these plants that have been blowing up, I do know that.
I know that.
It was a competitor of Monsanto's.
Fertilizer plants.
The one in Texas that blew up around the Boston bombings had a lawsuit against them.
Yeah.
The day before, the Monsanto lawsuit. You can Google that shit. I will post it later. Monsanto was going to war with those guys. Texas is known as an independent, sovereign state, you know. They don't like a lot of government, let me say it like that. You know, they got the fertilizer, you know. I don't know. It's like the same with Norway and Israel. You can call it like Texas and the government. I think if you don't listen to us, they're going to scare you. They're going to shoot the place up. They're going to blow the place up. You know, retaliations. They're going to send death squads to this shit. It's very unreal, but very big reality.
Don't mess with practice. Did you guys hear about the GMO wheat that was in Oklahoma? They found the crop of GMO wheat mixed in with regular wheat, and there was no, because of the nature of wheat itself, there was no way that the crop could have survived as long as it did. It was not approved to be patented, this GMO wheat whatsoever, and Monsanto has no idea how it got out.
Yeah.
They think it might be corporate espionage or something like that. However, the farmers had their crops corrupted by this GMO wheat, and not sue Monsanto for it because of what Senator Blunt put into the bill that we refer to as the Monsanto Protection Act. It just so happened to happen, right? And this bill took effect in March.
They snook it under the nose of the people on the day that was all about the gay pride and gay rights. They snook it under the fucking nose of those people.
They always do. They always do, Jeff. They'll talk about abortion, or they'll talk about gay and lesbian rights right when they're trying to sneak a bill underneath our nose. So
exactly.
Well, it's the old magician's trick. You know, look at this hand while I pull the rabbit out of my sleeve, you know.
Don't mind the mess behind the curtain.
Yep.
Very good point. Misdirection.
In South America, has anybody heard about, I believe it's Brazil, there's like a suicide belt. These farmers that use Monsanto seed, apparently, you know, they buy the seed, they grow the crop, and then when they go to reseed, they have to pay Monsanto every time.
Yeah, that's true.
They have
I
to pay every
that.
Year, even though they're not buying new seed, they're using stuff from the old crop to reseed. They have to pay, and these farmers are committing suicide because they can't.
They sued him, actually. They sued him in Brazil. They sued him in Brazil over that, and I think they won, finally.
Okay.
They finally beat Monsanto in court, and it was for, like, several billion euros that they won.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Monsanto charges you every year for their crops.
That's ridiculous.
That's how they're getting all these case laws to back them up, too. Everything they do is copyright infringement.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly
what they try and hit people on. So they're patenting food, number one. Soon they're going to patent their insects. And these are the same people. And there are aluminum. We got somebody in chat that's extremely informative. Is Joel Valsic, I think. Is it John? He's saying there are aluminum-resistant GMO crops as well.
For chemtrails or something.
In regards to chemtrails, yeah.
Oh, well, that's all.
So refreshing to have somebody really awesome in our chat room as opposed to last week.
I got a lot of good people here.
Begging for the hammer.
Yeah.
Begging for the hammer last week.
I've started calling Monsanto Monster Santo.
That's a very good
nickname for them. That's a good one.
And they are actually, they have their headquarters in the city that I live in. That's where they're originated from. Yeah, Freeport to be exact.
Burn as fuck up dumb, man.
I mean, I could just go in there and challenge everybody to a fist fight. I don't know how well that will work.
Bring the hammer with you and a Xanax.
Take the hammer with me. Take the tornado smashing hammer with me.
Oh, shit. Okay,
I would
then.
Need all of you. I would need all of you with me, the whole panel, to help me.
Hey, I'm down.
Monsanto has strong kung fu, guys. They really do. Their kung fu is vicious and strong.
Yeah, but they bought Blackwater. What is that?
They bought Blackwater?
Shit? Dude, that was a long time ago. Monsanto owns Blackwater.
Wow.
They own it. After the Boston bombing, they owned it, and they renamed it to... I don't know exactly the name of it, but it is Blackwater. But you gotta ask yourself, and this adds all up, why does a seed manufacturer need a private military organization? And now look at everything that is going to happen at all the fertilizer plants and all the blasts. You know, in Louisiana, you had shit blasting up. It was a competitor with Monsanto, and they were doing better than Monsanto. I can't remember the name, but Chris Cook, she will know that. She was on a last show, very good friend of us. You know, and it all makes sense, you know. Why the fuck does a seed company need a private military organization? You know, you can't explain that shit, you know. It's very unreal, but a hard reality. Very crazy.
Yeah, it looks like they've been renamed to, the Blackwater's been renamed to Academy.
Yes,
only it's
Academy
not with
X.
A Y, it's with an I at the end of it.
Academy X, if I'm
Academy
correct.
X?
Yes.
Academy X?
That's the short name for it. Yeah, very crazy.
On the chemtrails, a way to help yourself, I mean,
yes.
I know I've been doing a lot of treatment at home because I can't get medical help.
Mm-hmm.
Look at alternative medicine, bentonite clay, and diatomaceous earth, but it's food grade, but it needs to be fresh water diatomaceous earth. This stuff is really good stuff to bathe in. It actually draws stuff out of the body.
Oh, that's good.
And you can put a couple cups of, like 3 cups of diatomaceous earth in the tub. You can actually buy it at a hardware store. The salt water variety is fine to bathe in, and it will draw things out of your body.
Out of your
You'll
body
get in the
cells.
Tub, soak for an hour, and then look at the water.
It's like detoxing yourself in the bath.
Yes. Yes.
That's good shit. That's some good shit.
Have you had cider or anything, Rachel, that, like, we can, or didn't you mention a blog site earlier that we can, everybody can reach you at and find this stuff out and
I have a blog on curezone.com.
Yeah.
And it's under When Will It End?
All
one word. And I have, it's basically my diary of
of what I've done, what I'm trying,
yeah.
what works for me, the results. I post pictures.
You're doing some very professional shit. You told me that, you know, looking under the microscope and that's kind of shit, you know? Respect
yeah,
for that.
My son's homeschooled. He's
yeah,
autistic.
Oh, good. Good.
13 years ago, I was not as aware as I am now, and he was vaccinated, and he does have autism. Atypical autism at that, and I used his. Somebody else on CureZone, if you have, you go, you know, look at my site, if you have any of the symptoms, there you don't have to go to your doctor to get antiparasitics. You can go to your local farm and ranch and buy antiparasitics for horses and just dial it to your weight. Naturopaths will have plenty of herbs. The important thing is GI and liver cleansing and skin cleansing. And,
hey, Evan.
Yes, my friend.
Evan.
Yes.
I think I got a little surprise for you. Do you know the guy who was in the chat? That you know about the Monsanto aluminium resistant seeds. That's a X-Sector, man.
That's a who?
That's a X-Sector.
An X-Sector.
It's an X-Sector.
And which X-Sector is it?
he's in the good X-Sector. Let me say it like that. Because you talked about that and he sent me a PM about it. So we got that. You know, I just wanted to drop that real quick. You know, it's funny.
Well, at least they're not all bad.
No, of course. Of course they're not. Only the cult leaders.
They're not all bad.
No,
some
of course
them are
not.
Good people.
They're just
well,
people.
I tell you what, Rachel, why don't you, I mean, this. I don't know if Dad's cool with this, I'm cool with this. If you want to post your link on my wall to your site, that's fine, too.
I'm going to post it, too. You got to send it to me later, Rachel. I'm going to post that shit, too. Very
I
good.
Thought I did
feel
that yesterday,
post it
I'm
on
sorry.
The timeline. Yeah, you can go ahead and just put it on my timeline, and anybody else, too, that's willing to have her do that, that'd be great, too.
Yeah, I'm it from there.
Anonymous Fox, where can we find you? Do you have anything besides your Facebook page?
I just have my Facebook page at the moment.
Okay, A-N-O-N-I. Well, I mean, you're friends with Jap and I, so, and Jaren.
We keep in touch.
Yeah, so anybody that wants to get a hold of you can find you through our friends list.
Yes.
Jap, anywhere else to find you besides Facebook?
Me? No, you're not going to find me. You're not going to find me.
I am easy
to
find.
You can find me in Kentucky soon. I'm going to move there, most likely.
Oh, well, then you and I will be neighbors. We'll get to hang out, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we're going to smash some hammers together, bro.
Smash those hammers, dude. I mean, we'll be able to
maybe
do it in
some,
person.
Yeah, maybe get some couple of Xanaxes and lose our minds, you know?
Summon lightning from the heavens and just throw it on Monsanto and everyone. That's what we're going to do.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
I have a decent blog, and next week when we talk
a
about...
A decent blog? Dude, you got a fucking amazing blog. There's info on there that shocked my motherfucking mind. And we're going to talk about those. Yeah, the
Noahide laws.
Oh,
Noahide.
Man, shit. Dude, that shocked my mind. But we're going to talk about that next time. We're going to talk about
Noahide's
law.
Vicious things, guys, so... And thank you, Jap, for that plug, for letting me plug that. And
no problem, man. You deserve it.
You
put a lot of work in that.
Yeah, Ruthann gives us a great form. Ruthann's our producer.
Yes, thank
we
you,
happen to be frozen right now online, but anyway, sorry.
That's good. That doesn't matter. You know, we had some technical difficulties, but you know, it could have been worse.
Yeah.
It could have been worse. Yeah.
Could have been like last time.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you.
Improvement from last week.
It can always be worse.
Yes.
No, that's very good. Evan, how much time do we got left, man? We got the full 2 hours.
10 minutes.
We got 10 minutes left. Okay. Let's see. I got a lot of questions here. With Anderson Cooper and the Sandy Hook. Did anybody see the Anderson Cooper interview, they didn't play the audio, but they sure as hell didn't look like anyone that just lost their kids. You know, all these actors that are all involved with all these scenarios, it's just very messed up. You see them everywhere. You see them in Boston. You saw them in Sandy Hook. You saw them in the Aurora shooting. Last time, somebody, we were talking about the FEMA and the trainings. You know, they pay you $2,000 for it just to take the classes. And somebody sent me their picture of a leg injury. And I had to read it three times, and I figured out it was fake. And everybody was like, well, now you can see they can fake injuries like a boss. It's very unreal. It's very unreal how they fake all these injuries, how they stage all these events, and why, I'm just going to head back to Boston. Why are people, you know, if that was Blackwater or it was Navy SEAL Team 6, what the fuck are those private military organizations doing at a marathon? They're not supposed to be here. You know, people are telling me, oh, it's just security, just security. Why the fuck is Israeli security at the finish line? You know, it's just all very disturbing. It's very disturbing.
On the Cryptomage site, that link that I sent you, one of the things that I looked at, the government is contracted for private mercenaries.
Yeah.
Mercenaries. There's
they
a
are
PDF
above the law.
File. Yeah.
Right. It's crazy.
So, very strange.
Yeah. But and somebody contacted me, and they there was a woman, and she was in the, I don't know, in the late 30s, and she told me that she her ex-husband, she worked at the National Guard and the border security, and I couldn't disclose her name. She was very afraid for her security. And she told me those guys at the finish line at Boston, those are not the craft mercenaries that the internet is telling people. Those are air marshals, but not the ones you see on the planes and that kind of shit. She told me exactly they are air marshals, and they work under the depth of agriculture. And it was very disturbing, very crazy.
That's just scary.
Yeah, that's all fucking crazy shit, you know. Seed companies with private militaries, you know, and they are above the law. They are above the law. They don't listen to any government. They don't give a shit. They do their job, you know. They are taught from the elite that they do that, just like 9/11. You know, you are not going to convince me that 19 radical Islamic terrorists, so to speak, you know, they defeat a multi-billion dollar air defense system, and they just fly two planes in the Twin Towers. It's unheard of. If you
well,
get near the border,
well, several of them are still alive, you know. I mean, you can see them in different countries.
Yeah, it's
that,
crazy.
That was just such a crock of shit.
Yeah, and exactly.
Yeah,
it was. And the entire Twin Towers collapsed. Everything is gone. But what is left? Two fucking passports of people with beards, you know?
No,
you can't make this shit up.
Some of my veteran friends who were actually stationed overseas while 9/11 was happening, who immediately right off the bat knew that it was a false flag.
That's what I'm talking about.
One of my friends in particular was in Germany at the time, and he didn't even hear about it until I think the next day or the day after. I don't know. He didn't hear about it right away, that's for sure. It was a long time after. It was a period of time, and he knew right away what it was.
Yeah.
That's the kind of shit that makes you think twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I
still come across people who like say, well, 9/11, if you think that's an inside job, you know, you're just a conspiracy theorist. You know, I'm going to say I'm a coincidence theorist. You know, why were all the Jews, they were all on paid vacations the day before. All the Jews in the buildings, you know, the banksters. And what about World Trade Center number 7? You know, how the fuck did that fail? They say that the landing gear, two little fires in the building probably started, and a fucking landing gear that took down the entire building, controlled demolition style. Come on, go fuck yourself. You can't, how the fuck can you tell yourself? Is it just fear for reality, or what the fuck is that shit? You know, they just like to live in la-la land, you know? It's crazy. Yeah, it's very crazy. Yeah.
I say I'm a conspiracy realist.
Yeah, exactly. A conspiracy realist, a coincidence of a realist.
Yeah.
You can call it whatever you want.
Yeah.
No, very crazy.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, exactly. You, smoke and mirrors, that's all there is. And I want to say a quick thing about the FEMA thing, because, you know, our whistleblower didn't, you know, because we got some technical difficulties and he wasn't possible to call in. He told me 2 days before that all the FEMA personnel, you know, they carry beepers and that kind of shit and satellite phones. He was told that everybody had to be standby for the next 72 hours. And when that happened, a good friend of mine who's deep in Anonymous, he told me that all the IRCs, you know, there was this particular channel, and normally it had about 2,000 to 3,000 channels open. At that moment, only 3 channels were open, and they were all giving links to possible NATO false flags and that kind of shit. Since then, there's a shitload of military movement across America. You know, it's just very crazy. I hope that shit won't go down until the next show, so we can talk about it some more. But I just wanted to let everybody know, you know, that FEMA is in full preparedness, and the FEMA camps, it takes exactly 72 hours to be fully staffed with personnel and shit. FEMA was going next to the fire departments. They tell people, you got to recruit everybody you know now. He told me that most of the people that take the classes, you know, they get paid $2,000, and they're mostly retarded, you know, not mentally retarded, but they're just plain fucking stupid. If you tell them, that guy over there, he's going to kill you and your family, they will snap your neck. They will not think twice. You know, it's very weird. And another friend of mine from the military, it's my famous Facebook troll, I hope he's listening in, I don't know. He has been in the military for like 15 years, and he told me that if people ask him about FEMA camps, he's always telling them, those are not for disasters and shit. You know, when Katrina happened, there were no FEMA camps. They came knocking on the people's doors and grabbed the guns from everybody because they were afraid that chaos was going to collapse and that kind of shit. And since we got the tornado in Oklahoma, they got a little FEMA camp set up. You know, I just think this is to make people, you know, how do you say this? To make them conditionalized to the situations in the FEMA camps, like it's a good thing, but it's not a good thing. You know, they say, come over here, we got food, we got shelter, we got resources, come over here. You know, but they got barbed wire and pins pointing inside of the fences, not outside. So it's not to keep the people out, it's to keep the people in. You know, it's very weird, very weird. And I can see that we got about 3 minutes left. I'm just going to ask everybody, does anybody have anything to say, you know? Does anybody want to say anything?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, as a reference to what our governments or other governments can do, watch Twisted But True, Dark Matters.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information there to get you started on some research to find out what we're really capable of.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You know about CERN in Switzerland, the laboratory, yeah?
About what?
About the CERN laboratory in Switzerland. They had got the particle accelerator over there.
Yes, in the Twin Tower,
yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that's some evil shit right there. That's very crazy.
Yeah, the guy that invented the ELF, the weapon, then invented something to repel it and then went quietly into obscurity.
Yeah, it's very crazy. It's very crazy. And I just got a message that Garen and Evan, they're out of the line. Garen, his phone went dead or something.
Ninety seconds left.
Okay. No, that's good. No, I want to thank everybody listening in. Of course, you know, we always this is all why we're doing it for everybody listening in. You know, spread the word, spread the knowledge. Try to understand things. If you don't understand it, just come ask it. We got an amazing crew working over here. It's, you know, we got all kinds of information. We got good connections, got across the globe. If you want anything to know, just come ask us. I'm not sure about how it is, if we're now going to have a 2-week break or that we're going to continue on the Tuesday.
We're going to do it Thursday, on a week from tonight, on the 4th of July.
Okay, that's okay, perfect.
Excellent.
On the 4th of,
good show.
Yeah, perfect.
We'll celebrate our way,
tonight.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do this. Pop some champagne with it.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Garen. He's not on the phone right now. I want to thank my co-host, even, you know, we had some technical difficulties, but that's okay. You know, we smashed the hammer anyway. I want to thank Rachel. It was amazing to have you on. I want to thank Anonymous Fox, everybody listening in. Again, for the people who wanted to call in, we're sorry. We're having some technical difficulties. Our producer has to did it all blind, you know, but we made it out. We're going to have FEMA on the 4th. We're going to have a FEMA whistleblower. We're going to talk about that some more, you know. Yeah, we might slice some other topics, the Andy matter at CERN, all that kind of shit. So that's it for tonight. I don't know how much sex we got left.
Well, I think we're just off the air right now.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Okay, that was it.
Good night, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff.
Good night, everybody.
Thank
you.
No problem. Love to have you on. We'll talk to you in the chat.
Okay.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Night.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.